Guys, welcome to Better Bachelor. I am Joker, and tonight we're going to talk a little bit about an idiot learning a hard lesson, a very hard lesson, at the end of a weapon after he tells this woman how much money he has. It's a crazy story, but it brings to point you never, ever share your finances with a woman. And some of these dating coaches out there, they drive around in fancy cars. They're showing off their finances and how well they're doing and how wonderful and how much money they have and how successful they are, because it shows, I guess, a high value man. But the problem is, when you do that, you don't know if a woman's really into you for you or your money or your personality or anything else. This guy decided to impress a young lady, and he paid for it in a very big way. But first, some information and then some losses. And then we'll do the main story, and then the dating apps of the day. The dating apps of the day. I am completely wiped. It has been such a long day. As you know, I left Florida. I am now in Alabama. I'm right outside of, what is it, Tuscaloosa and Birmingham, I think. I'm between somewhere out there. My transmission is shot, so I have an automatic bus. I think it's an Allison transmission, but it got stuck in fourth gear. So I stopped to get some gas. Of course, they were out. I took the two spare five-gallon tanks I had in the back and filled up. Went to take off, and it barely wanted to move because it would not downshift. So on highway speeds, I'm okay. But every time I slow down, I got to push the engine really hard, and it brings up the temperature. And I said, this is not going to work. So I'm sitting in a lot of a diesel truck repair shop. I called them and they said I could crash here, and then they'll be in 7 in the morning, and hopefully I can figure out what's going on. Maybe, fingers crossed, it's a sensor. If it's not and the transmission's bad, I'm boned. I'm going to be here for a little while, and it's going to cost me a lot of money. So F in chat for my transmission. It yeeted out of this world. The idiot learns in a big lesson the hard way. First, a couple of losses. Let me tell you, man, some of y'all need Jesus, and I'm not even like a religious person. Some of you need God. Some of you need something in your life. I don't know if it's hobbies. I don't know if it's religion. I don't know if what it is, but, this from the Daily Dot: an OnlyFans star plans to live stream her giving birth for $12,000 and has offers to sell her breast milk. See, this wouldn't be a thing if stupid men wouldn't pay for it. Supply, demand. You can put the supply out there, but if no one's buying it and you're not making any money doing it, people stop doing it. If these numbnuts or whoever they are going to buy this stuff and give money for it, women are going to do it to make money. So I put this on the men, honestly. I put it on the men. They say her pregnancy has already proved lucrative on OnlyFans. An OnlyFans mom from the UK is turning her pregnancy into the cold hard cash. Stop it. If you know any men that do this, shame them. Stop them. Just stop it. Just stop it. And I'm sorry if I'm a little low energy. It's been such a long day, and my transmission and all that's really kind of got me bummed out. This goes to show you how out of touch and how feminine men are becoming. This is a poll on you.gov, and it says, what animal could you beat in a fight? Compared to women, men feel most able to take on medium-sized dogs and geese. This, again, when you keep making men more and more feminine, don't be surprised when they are not defenders anymore. They will not protect women. And listen to these numbers. This is the percentage. So it says, which of the following animals, if any, do you think that you could beat in a fight if you were unarmed? Okay, so you have no weapons. There's an animal. Fight to the death. Do you think you could win? 6% of women and 7% of men said they think they could beat a grizzly bear. Okay, you guys know. Lions, 7 and 8%. And I'm going from women to men. 7 and 8%. No, I take that back. Men said 7%. Women said 8% could beat a lion unarmed. Again, a lot of people are getting really disconnected from the real world, I guess. King Cobra, 23% of men said that they think they could take out a King Cobra. Good luck to you. House cat, only 74% of men. I've seen some pretty scary house cats, though. And a rat, 75% of men. So a rat, 25% of men say, I think if it were a fight, I would lose to a rat. Okay, good. What is our country coming to? All right, main story. A woman forced a Dogecoin millionaire to nut inside of her at the point of a fireable weapon. I can't say that last word. Thanks, YouTube. Albuquerque, New Mexico. Jennifer Garcia, a 25-year-old woman, allegedly forced a 21-year-old Tinder date to finish their lovemaking activity inside of her in hopes of conceiving a baby. A Tinder date that started as a simple hookup ended up as a sperm robbery, or they call it sperm jacking, after Thomas Martinez, a Dogecoin millionaire, showed Garcia his cryptocurrency wallet after engaging in bedroom fun. Now, here's what I don't understand. Did they do it, and then he showed it to her, and she forced him again? Let's see. She says, Garcia then convinced Martinez to have unprotected fun with her, stating that the condom was irritating her skin. She told him to pull out if he is scared of getting her pregnant. I think she knows I was going to pull out any second because she told me to slow down and then reached under her pillow or under her mattress for a weapon, pointed it at my head and told me to finish inside her like God intended. Thomas said he thought she was joking until she showed her that the gun was loaded. You mean him, that the gun was loaded. Until she showed him that the gun was loaded. She told him she wants his baby and called him Dogecoin Poppy. A terrified Thomas said he was so scared that it took him 10 minutes to finish with the gun to his head. Let me pause there for a minute. You know, a lot of times men it's said that men cannot be forcefully, you know, have anything done to them because they need still to get up and awake and hard for the occasion. When you're a younger guy, the two are completely different. I mean, there's a lot of jokes about guys going up to speak in front of the classroom in their, I don't know, ninth grade or eighth grade class, and they've got a bone that keeps on giving, and it won't go down, and it's very embarrassing. It hasn't happened to me. I can't think of anybody firsthand, but it is a thing. I do remember slow dancing at a school dance when I was probably in eighth or ninth grade or something like that, and having Captain Chubb raise his head for the occasion. Even if you're nervous, even if you don't want it to happen, and many times it does. Like when a girl sits on your lap, and maybe you're, I don't know, a freshman in high school, and a girl sits on your lap, and she giggles or wiggles or whatever, and you're like, please don't. No, dude, don't. Nuts. And it gets very embarrassing. Well, here is a great example or a great point to that. This guy is scared. He literally has a weapon to his head. And even though it took him 10 more minutes, he still got there. Now, if I were him, I would have faked it. Like been like, done. Thank you. That was amazing. And then GTFO. Doesn't mean you actually had to finish. I mean, I'm sure you could have faked it. I mean, women fake it all the time. He said, I went to the police station right away after she let me go, hoping that at least they'll make her take a plan B or something, which is the morning after. Now get this. This is the worst part of the whole story. I know, sounds shocking. But this is the worst part to me about the whole story. They held her for the night in custody, and I think their most significant concern was the weapon. Apparently, they dropped all the charges because I was the one at her place. What does that have anything to do with anything? So because he went to her place, she was allowed to do this and then got all the charges dropped? He says, whether she's pregnant or not at this point, nobody knows at the moment. Thomas is hoping he will find a way of dodging the bullet if she has fallen pregnant on that day. Now, here's the weirdest part, right? Not only did she get away with this, but what happens if she does get pregnant? Is he going to be on the hook for child support? Yeah, that's the way these governments work nowadays. That's the way they work. Number one, it's why if you don't want kids, I always say a vasectomy is a good thing. Granted, he's only 21. But number two, I mean, he should have faked it and just pretended like he finished the deed. I mean, yeah, maybe she might try to check it or something, but I don't know, man. You could have said like, well, maybe it wasn't much because I was scared. Like, how do you still finish the deed? But she got off all charges. And you know that if he actually succeeded, you know he's going to have to pay for it. I'm telling you, man, it's what a mess. All right, let us move on to the dating profile of the day. All right, this gal is 19. It's a picture of her, what looks to be laying in bed, showing her cleavage. And it says, her job is your mom. You are M-O-M. Your mom. What's your job? Your mom. Great, we're mature already. She says, oh, I'm 18. So apparently she's been on the app again since she didn't update her profile in a little while. She's been on the app probably a year. She says, fashion, all things art, gardening, nature, cooking and baking, plus, plus, plus. I'm 5'6". Okay, reasonable. She says, I get so many messages on everything and it's overwhelming and I'm never on my phone. Sorry. I will argue she's always on her phone and she gets tons of messages and she's very selective on who she replies to, only choosing the very best to talk with. Now, here's the part that just blows my mind. She says LG, Cash App, and Venmo is, and then she leaves her Cash App and Venmo information. Now, that's to receive money. Why would you need to put a way to receive money on a dating app? Either A, you're professional, or B, you think guys are just going to simp and send you money because you talk to them a little bit. But this is what makes the cream of the crop, is the last sentence. It says, please stop treating girls like emotionless bedroom fun objects. Thanks. She says, as she's taking a photo in maybe a bra in her bed with a Cash App address. Lady, it's not you that's being treated like this. Let me correct that. It's not all women that are being treated like this. When you come across like this, this is the way you're going to get treated. Because you're basically screaming like, pervin' money. I mean, all right, last one, 34. I cut the picture out of this one instead of blurring it, but she's 34. She's got a verified profile, so I guess she's very serious about it. She says, only a true king can recognize a queen. All right, I'm not much on the king and queen stuff, but I did a video about that. I've oftentimes said, as a man, it's good to be the king, so I'll give her that one. She says, Tinder's new feature allows users to swipe global, so I'm using it. Hooray. Why? You're not a globetrotter, obviously. She says, I'm a different breed. Let me just stop you right there. If a woman ever tells you she's different, she's not. She just isn't. She says, do not swipe if you aren't serious. Okay, so you better be serious, fellas. I matter, she says. I matter. I deserve everything good life has to offer, and it's all in my divine right. I hate to burst your bubble, but no one's divine right is anything, and you don't deserve the best in life. If we all deserved the best in life, we'd all be rich. I wouldn't be sitting here in a garage parking lot waiting for a transmission. I'd probably still have a full head of hair. I'd be 6 feet tall with a six pack and the rest. She says, I'm living a life of abundance. No, you're not. Because if you are living a life of abundance, you wouldn't be saying you deserve everything. You'd say I have everything and there's nothing I need because I have everything I want. That's what's really happening if you live in a life of abundance. Now, her next line is, hey, come on, talk to me already if you can match up to my energy. Nobody wants your energy. I'm a princess. I'm here for meaningful connection. I love friendship networking. Add snap, add me on her Snapchat at this, and no hookups. So she wants a long-term relationship, which is fine. But when you start telling everybody that you deserve everything in life, people know you're an entitled, spoiled brat. And there's way too many of you. You are in abundance. Maybe you're living a life of abundancy because there's so many women like you, which is, I deserve everything. I should have everything. I get everything. And you, if I don't have it, it is your job to give it to me. Good luck to you. Guys, if you'd like to donate to my transmission for the bus project, you can like, comment, share, subscribe. Of course, that always does well. Give me a like and a thumbs up and an F in chat. And you can join me over on betterbachelor.locals.com for a monthly sub. If you want to support, a yearly sub and get a couple months off. If you want to support, first month is free. And of course, you can just follow for free if you just want to kind of read the forums and posts and things like that. Guys, I'll leave it there. This is Better Bachelor. I am Joker. And remember, transmissions failing suck. And never tell a woman how much money you have and how successful you are. Because while she went crazy and put a very dangerous object to his head that could have ended him, you never know what they're after you for. Are they after you for you or what you provide? And granted, you need to provide something in all relationships, but what is the primary? Are they going to respect you and then the money is secondary, or are they just using you? It's kind of an important thing to figure out before you start dating somebody.